Why are they so angry? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It started in California, and it's spreading to other cities now. Thousands of people marching to protest the passage of California's Proposition 8, which took away the right to marry from a specific group of people because the majority of Californians couldn't accept the idea that love between two men or two women could be equal to the love between a man and a woman. A majority said that even the most committed gay relationship was worse than the most dysfunctional straight relationship. But they also said something else. Proposition 8 means that while the state is willing to validate the marriages of most churches, there are some churches who conduct marriages which they believe to be just as valid in the eyes of God, whose marriages are invalidated by government. Even though it's a marriage of two consenting adults who are willing to state publicly that they are in love and who proclaim before God that they are willing to cling only to each other and remain united for life, the state of California now tells them, "We do not accept your religious belief. We prefer the beliefs of those other churches." The California Constitution now officially endorses some religions over others. So if you wonder why all the anger, the demonstrations, the boycotts, the blacklists, how would you feel if the state told your church that it was free to define what God is, but not free to define when two consenting adults are married? Oh well, voters have spoken. I guess they figure that if the government can take over the economy, it might as well take over the definition of love, too. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.